It's 4 a.m. and you're sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. If you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Here's your money briefing for Tuesday, August 31st. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Online trading apps like Robinhood have captured the spotlight by attracting millions of novice investors with features like zero commissions and game-like graphics and functions. And that has caught the attention of regulators.
One of the things that the SEC is concerned with is whether some of these practices like, you know, lists of top stocks or push notifications or, you know, bright colors and engaging phone apps are actually doing things that, could meet the definition of, you know, a recommendation or advice to investors to do something.
So how could the SEC's review of trading apps change the way we buy and sell stocks online? We'll ask our reporter Paul Kiernan about that after the break.
I'm Alex Ewell, host of The Readback from Barron's. It's been an extraordinary year for stock markets, particularly for companies going public. IPOs soared, and they show no sign of slowing down. But the boom didn't come out of the blue, and there was plenty of pain on the road to IPO success. So how do you put a price on innovation? This season on The Readback, we'll find out. We're winding back the clock on a decade of IPOs, from Moderna and Facebook to Uber and Airbnb. The Readback is available wherever you get podcasts.
The SEC wants to know more about the new generation of online trading platforms, apps like Robinhood that feature flashy graphics as a way to engage its customers, and whether more oversight is needed. Reporter Paul Kiernan is with us. He covers economics and financial regulation for the WSJ, and he's been reporting on this. He joins us now. Paul, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks, JR. Great to be here.
So, Paul, the SEC is requesting public comments about online trading as it considers whether to push any rule changes through. So what is it about these trading platforms that caught the SEC's attention in the first place?
So this request for comment has a lot to do, I think, with the attention that trading apps, including Robinhood, got earlier this year with the so-called meme stock phenomenon that arose with GameStop and AMC and a few other securities. And so, you know, the SEC is trying to understand what it coins as digital engagement practices in the investment industry. And so it's got a long list of questions that anybody can weigh in on. And you can bet that brokers and industry participants and, you know, lobbying groups will be weighing heavily on this in the months ahead. First question is, what types of digital engagement practices do firms use or are expected to use? And what are their intended purposes? So the SEC is trying to understand what's happening in the market with, you know, probably a view toward thinking about potential rule changes or alterations or guidance that it can provide to make sure that technologically savvy trading platforms are behaving in a way that's consistent with the law.
Okay, so brokers and institutions may be quick to respond to the SEC, but it's the effect on everyday investors that regulators are focused on, right?
Yeah, right. One of the things that the SEC is concerned with is ensuring that it understands whatever conflicts of interest might be present and, you know, if necessary, is able to stamp down on those. You know, another thing that they're trying to get their head around is whether some of these practices like, you know, lists of top stocks or push notifications or, you know, bright colors and engaging phone apps are actually doing things that, could meet the definition of, you know, a recommendation or advice to investors to do something.
Yeah, the SEC is concerned about these apps providing advice or recommendations to retail investors. Is that really what these apps are doing?
Securities regulators have not ever clearly, concretely defined what is a recommendation. They've said that it's kind of facts and circumstances driven. So factors that might be considered would be communication from a broker to a client be viewed as a call to action and likely to influence an investor to trade a particular security or group of securities. And the issue here is if a broker is making a recommendation, SEC rules require the broker to act in the customer's best interest. What that means, also not entirely clear. It's still being kind of ironed out in practice, but the SEC has said what it doesn't mean, and it doesn't mean putting the broker's interest ahead of the customer's interest. So if a broker recommends a stock or, you know, a group of stocks that is going to result in a high commission or a lot of revenue for the broker and might not be great for the client, think this would be a kind of an extreme example, but, you know, think of a broker as recommending a 65-year-old buy, you know, go all in on GameStop, probably not a great idea, then the broker would be in violation of SEC rules, basically. So one of the things that goes into determining whether something is a recommendation is how individually tailored is it. If brokers are advertising, you know, during an NFL football game, you know, that's not a recommendation. It's very generalized. If they're making really specific prompts and forms of, you know, notifications or, you know, personalized lists of stocks for you, JR, on your account, based on sophisticated data analytics or something, that might actually meet the definition of a recommendation and require the broker to be acting in your best interest.
And just so we're clear, online trading apps would fall under the category of what a broker is, right?
Yeah, I mean, probably one of the best known apps is Robinhood's app. It's got 18 million users at the last count. And yeah, it's a brokerage. It is regulated by the same authorities that oversee Edward Jones and Charles Schwab, and it's required to comply with SEC rules.
Now, how wide a net does the SEC intend to cast here? Is the agency only targeting new platforms like Robinhood?
That's a good question. It's casting a very wide net. It's not only looking at brokers, it's looking at investment advisors, which are kind of regulated by a separate category of SEC rules. And what investment advisors are allowed to do is provide advice, which is a little bit different from a recommendation, but it still requires them to really act in the interest of the client. You know, if they're recommending stocks or investments that are going to result in a super high commission for the broker slash advisor, there might be better options out there, or they're not really suitable for an investor, you know, that could put them into some trouble. And, you know, going back to your earlier question about GameStop and AMC, one of the things that the SEC is really looking hard at is whether these so-called digital engagement practices are aimed at getting investors to trade more frequently, because a lot of brokerages, not all of them, obviously, but Robinhood is a very well-known example. I think Charles Schwab does the same thing. They sell their customers' order flow to high-speed traders in exchange for payments. It's a model called payment for order flow. And so a lot of these new brokerages actually make more money the more their customers trade. SEC Chairman Gary Gensler has said this is looks a little bit like a conflict of interest. So they're looking very hard at that. And if they feel that brokerages are making, you know, recommendations, quote unquote, to their clients with a view toward getting them to trade more frequently, it could be problematic.
So how could this attention from regulators potentially change the trading experience for everyday investors?
Well, we don't know. I mean, we don't know what sorts of rulemakings this could lead to, but the SEC has used its bully pulpit over the past year or so to kind of caution the industry away from doing certain things. And so one of the features that has been discontinued on Robinhood's app is the use of digital confetti to celebrate milestones in a user's account. You know, you fund an account, you get confetti splashed across your screens. You make your first trade, you see confetti. And so in a word, one possible outcome of this is, you know, maybe it makes the trading experience a little bit less fun or exciting, a little bit more boring. It's really too soon to say. But if regulators come to the conclusion that by making their apps really fun and exciting and game-like, you know, something akin to Candy Crush, and they're getting investors to trade really frequently, which basically every study has shown, you know, is pretty bad for retail investors, especially if they're not very sophisticated, or even if they are sophisticated, frequent trading isn't really associated with good long-term outcomes. You know, if apps are getting people to trade really frequently because they're fun to use, then maybe the outcome of all this is that some of those fun features get discontinued.
And Paul, what are the trading apps saying about this review by the SEC?
Well, a Robinhood spokeswoman said the company is happy to see the SEC recognize the benefits of increased retail participation in markets and looks forward to engaging with the agency. You know, other firms have said they welcome, you know, the chance to speak with regulators about the need to balance investor protections with encouraging more retail stock ownership. Another platform, public.com, has said gamification, which is the term that some people use to describe, you know, the process of making a trading app feel a little bit like a game. Public.com says gamification is neither good nor bad, and we should support companies leveraging technology to help investors build better investing and saving habits. So you can hear a little bit of wariness coming from the industry, but you know they're not going all out full court press against this initiative yet because it's very early stage. In terms of changes that some trading platforms have put in place, you know, I mentioned Robinhood's discontinuation of digital confetti. They've also tweaked a feature on their app that used to show stocks for you, which sounds a little bit like a recommendation, and now it says, you know, popular stocks. So the industry is listening here, and they're making changes, but they're trying to balance that against probably the tremendous success that they've had with retail investors and some of these features.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal reporter Paul Kiernan. Paul, thanks for coming on the show.
Sure thing. Thanks for having me, JR.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm JR Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.